welcome to the program. I hope your day is going well. You're probably having days of ups and downs in these perilous times that we're living in. Well, we hope to have a little strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We're going to look in Jeremiah chapter 18 at a few verses. Have your Bible ready. In Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse number 1, Jeremiah was going through a very hard time because he was living in an age of apostasy. People wouldn't listen to him. In fact, they wanted to kill him. They threw him in a slime pit. They just had nothing to do with him. And so I'm thinking he's getting a little disheartened, maybe even discouraged. We read here in verse number 1 of chapter 18, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel." Now, as we look at portions of Scripture, any portions of Scripture, there's a basic interpretation, there's a singular interpretation here, and that has to do with Israel. But there's manifold applications as we look in these verses in the Word of God. And so an application for us today, we're going through hard times and perilous times, it's called in the Bible, hard to do times. People don't want the truth. In fact, today's truth has become the new hate law. We're living in perilous times. Well, God has put us here at this time. We could, as I've said before many times, we could have been born 100 years ago, 200 years ago. I would like to have been in those great revivals in 1859. That would have been a great thing. I'm not. Here I am in 2020. And God has put me here for a purpose, and God has put you here for a purpose. And the best thing we can do is to find that purpose and do it. That's what Jeremiah was learning here. And so we can say, "Oh, Christian, cannot I do with you as this potter saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand." What we need to realize is God has put us in the situation that we're in, and our purpose here is to glorify the Lord in these perilous times. Listen carefully to this message and song by Mina Oglesby. It's called "The Potter's Hand."
To the hands of the potter, from an old field of clay, I was brought by the Spirit to Jesus one day. And the people gathered round him, and each tried to say what the potter would make from this poor lump of clay. Just some clay and the potter, plain old clay, but the potter, for his hands, though wounded, were tender and kind as he fashioned a vessel. In the hands of the potter, I was washed clean, and then on my sleeve, Jesus crushed me again and again. And the people passing near him could Tender and kind as he fell.